This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ohio Congressman Bob Latta, Republican from the Buckeye State's 5th Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on the aftermath of the health care summit from Thursday, as well as any insights he cares to share about Charlie Rangel once again being in some ethical trouble up on Capitol Hill. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks very much for allowing me to be with you.
Well, I know, sir, that you represent Northwestern Ohio. What are the major concerns of your constituents when it comes to health care? What do they want in any piece of legislation, and what do they want out?
Well, believe it or not, the number one issue in our area is jobs. And, Americans have been saying that we're talking about the wrong issue. And, they've been saying for over a year that the Democrats have been, worrying about health care, and the number one issue has been jobs. But, when you look at on the health care issue, it's this overall cost of, I think the people on the other side of the aisle actually think that the Americans aren't watching and paying attention to what's going on. They're very, very concerned, with a $1.2 to $1.3 trillion price tag coming out of the House. They're pretty skeptical of anything coming out of the White House when they say it's going to cost just a hair under $1 trillion. It's going to cost more than that. Folks are worried about being able to keep what they've got. They're also very concerned out there because I go through a lot of hospitals in my district and meet with a lot of medical, either doctors or nurses, et cetera. And they're all very, very concerned on the Medicare reimbursement. They can't, how do you take out over $400 billion out of Medicare? And then somehow this all comes back together. Pretty much what's going to happen is a lot of people aren't going to get paid, and we're going to end up in a system of rationing because a lot of folks are going to say, well, I'm either going to quit the practice of medicine, or they're going to say, well, I'm not going to take a lot of these patients anymore. So there's a lot of concern out there just on those issues alone.
Well, you mentioned jobs and in a difficult employment environment. I know there's debate over whether these types of changes the Democrats are pushing would result in higher or lower health care costs and the type of taxes that may be imposed. What would most average folks in your district be looking at in terms of the amount of money they're spending on health care or having to pay for health care if this goes through?
Well, and again, when you look at what they're proposing, the cost, the cost is enormous. And we have not touched anything on the federal government that hasn't cost more. When you go back to the early days of what they thought that Medicare or Medicaid was going to cost, you look at these costs today, it's just phenomenal, especially what we have out there and unfunded liabilities just in the next several years. And you look at Medicare going bust in about 2017. So I think that, the people back home are very concerned that they're not going to be able to keep what they've got. And at the same time that they're going to understand it's going to cost more. This story that had come out of Canada with the Newfoundland premier up there that, he had to have heart surgery. Well, he sure didn't have it in Canada. Why? Because he had to get on a waiting list. And pretty much, you want to live or you want to die. And so, this whole notion of that the government's going to be able to run this, or even if they, and most people are very leery of the thought that, let's just say there's not a public option. It's all going to lead to it. So, folks back home are very, very concerned on that.
Congressman, obviously you represent a district which has taken a big shot during this recession. What kind of burdens could be placed on your state and really most states if, in fact, this goes through?
Well, just for instance, I was in a hospital just the other day in my district when we were out on the President's Week work period. And, when a hospital is getting reimbursed at only 17% on Medicaid costs, 17%, the question is, who's going to pay, who's going to make this up? Well, they're going to have to look to, the folks that have insurance or that they might have some funds available someplace else to pay for these bills. So, people are, as I said, people aren't dumb. They all know what's going to come. If you've got some insurance, that you're going to get hit harder because, the federal government is not going to be reimbursing you at these rates that they should be.
You're a member of the House Budget Committee, and yesterday your ranking Republican Paul Ryan at the summit really broke down what he saw as a deceptive type of accounting to make it look as though that the Senate health care bill would actually be deficit neutral and even cut costs over time. He talked about double counting. He talked about not counting the doc fix, perhaps taking money out of the Social Security Trust Fund. What do you think were the strongest points he made, and what do you expect to be the result of those points being made?
Well, we've had Mr. Geithner before us this week. We've had the CBO director, we've had OMB director before us in the last several weeks. And when you look at these numbers that they're presenting us, they've all said the same thing. They're all unsustainable. Everything's going straight up. There's no slow curve anymore. The costs are insurmountable. And there's no way that you're going to be able to pay for these things with where this economy is now. And you know, it comes right back to one thing that everybody knows. Well, if you get into trouble, what's going to be? Well, we're going to have to raise taxes. We raise taxes, what happens? Businesses can't hire as many people, which means more people are going to be unemployed. So, you know, Paul's done an incredible job putting these numbers together, and I think that, you know, they're going to play out in this debate, because if they go with the thought of going on reconciliation, and I found it kind of humorous when Mr. Reed made the comment that nobody's been talking about reconciliation. I think that they need to go back and just watch some film clips or some of the TV clips of what they've been saying, what they would want to do on reconciliation with this piece of legislation. And, you know, I think it would be a disaster. And, again, I think that the numbers, you know, the American people are overwhelmingly against it. And how a majority of the president of the United States can say we do not care what the American people think. You know, as I've mentioned to folks, and especially the students when I talk in high schools and other places, that, you know, I'm a representative of Congress. What that means is I represent them. It's not where I get to represent what I feel like I think should be going on. I got to look at what's going on for the best interest of the people I represent in this country, not what they think is a political expediency right now.
Congressman, another issue that's popped up on Capitol Hill is one that's been talked about before, and that's Charlie Rangel, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, under fire for income tax evasion over a period of time, and now apparently going on trips funded by corporations in violation of congressional rules. He says his staff never told him, so it's their fault. This is obviously not the first time he's been in the hot seat. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, it's one of these sad situations we have. You know, it hurts the entire body when these things come up. And, you know, it's happened on the Republican watch as well as on the Democrat. But, you know, Charlie is a very important individual where he sits as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And the question is, you know, how effective he can be doing that job with this hanging over his head. And I think that, you know, it'd be probably very well served at this time that he would, you know, relinquish that post because, again, so much of this health care issue is being worked out in the Ways and Means Committee. I think that that's something that I think would benefit the body if he would step aside.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much, sir, for your time tonight.
Well, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Ohio Congressman Bob Latta represents his state's 5th Congressional District, member of the House Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.